Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, which is sometimes, usually at 6:30 in the evening on weekdays, sometimes in the afternoon, and sometimes as late as 9:30 because of my schedule. And I'm very happy to run this show because this show is a politically incorrect show. We are out for honest truth. We are on for out for discernment. We are out to get at the facts and to think critically. We are not concerned with media hype or media falsehoods or ideologies. These are fads. These are fashions. These are politics. They have no use for me. I personally would prefer to read John Stuart Mill or Karl Marx even than to listen to those people. Because Mill and Marx have something to say to me, plenty to say. Anyway, which would be also true of Melville and the other greats that I read. Of course, the greatest religious thinker of them all, St. Paul of Tarsus. Now, as I said, it's a politically correct show, and the second thing is I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position or alter it. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and in the creeds of the Church Athanasian, Nicene and Apostles' Creed fully state the Christian faith, the historical Christian faith, which has been intact for some 2,000 years. It will continue to flourish and gain adherence, as it does in every country in the world, everywhere. Jesus cannot be stopped. Very difficult. Extremely difficult. The church was, they tried to suppress the Orthodox Church in Russia, and it has popped up and reemerged after the fall of communism. That's how it is. Unfortunately, for those who wish to squelch the church reemerges always, everywhere, because Jesus cannot be suppressed. He is unsuppressible. And the second thing is I'm a writer, and I've written 10 books, and I just published religious books, Christian books, and legal books, and I've also written over 800 essays, Christian and non-Christian, political, literary, etc., political, literary, and theological. And these essays are fully available on academia.edu, as well as on my website. And also I have these books, my Christian legal books, are available on my website and on Amazon, of course. And I have just written a very, very extensive book named a commentary on all 150 Psalms. I think you'll enjoy it if you read it. It's online, available online on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and many independent online sellers. I think you'll like it if you dip into it. I'm presently writing two books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political, and involved on current events. I think these books are in preparation, and I'm sure you'll also find stimulation and enjoyment in these books. I'm also writing a book on the biblical miracles. I've started it, but it's moving to completion. And I have the great pleasure of writing a commentary on the book of Job. Job is one of my favorite, all-time favorite books of the Old Testament. And it is something, it is almost, they say that he was a Greek, and not Jewish, and it's likely because it almost takes the form of a Greek play, a Greek tragedy, the book of Job. So let me just say that I've written three very extensive journal articles, two for Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, articles on sex discrimination and on the United States educational system. And I wrote an article on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, criminal procedure statute in New York criminal law and in federal criminal law. And I think these three articles had very extensive international purchase all over the world. Many German universities published it, bought it. And many continue to do so. And, of course, the State Department has bought two of these articles, and the United States Supreme Court has bought one. And so many, many places have bought these books. hopefully they learned something from them, or I contributed something to society in these books, which is my aim, to be a contributor, a mighty contributor, and not be a lie on the ground and asleep. I prefer to actively think. Now, today I'm going to talk about law and gospel. This is a very interesting topic, because when we talk about law, we don't really examine why there are laws. Let's take a look at why there are laws. There are laws against robbery. There are laws against murder. There are all kinds of laws for everything, controlling human nature. So laws exist because people are corrupt, because of human corruption, because of human evil, better put, human self-righteousness and selfishness. That is why laws exist. Law exists as an admission that people have to be controlled. If they are not controlled, our society dips into chaos, anarchy, and murder and killing. Even with these laws, that happens a lot. But that's why there are laws. There are laws because God has determined they are necessary, because people are uncontrollably bad, many of them. Not all of them, but many of them are uncontrollably evil and bad, given the opportunity, if they are not controlled by legal mechanisms. And so, that's about it for laws. And now the question is about salvation. Now, many people in the modern world and non-Christians, so first of all, they don't understand what is meant by salvation. They don't see the necessity, even if it's to be so, why it is necessary. They don't see the big to-do about the Christians being concerned about salvation. That it's quite obvious with what I said about laws and human corruption making these laws necessary. It's obvious that we need to be saved. People, human beings, are corrupt. They are corrupt enough that thousands of laws to control the evil that resides on some level in many, many people. Not everybody. There are good people, there are bad people, but there's plenty of negative qualities in people to make laws necessary, and that's why salvation in Christ is presented to the world as a solution. It is a solution, because we need salvation because we are uncontrollably awful, a lot of people, given the chance. So, yes, we, in fact, need to be saved. And so salvation is not really quite as silly and as far-fetched and as unnecessary as it might seem to be by many modern people who reject the concept because they don't understand it. Or better put, unfortunately, they don't understand what's going on. If they understood what's going on, they would understand the necessity for salvation. So that's as much as I can say about this tonight. It's a short talk, and I'll talk more about salvation tomorrow. I'll detail it and give you a detailed analysis of what Christians mean by it. What they mean is that people need to be rescued from their anarchy, from their wickedness, from their evil, from their selfishness, from their self-love, from themselves. People need to be taken and improved and made into something and transformed into another level of being which Christ offers to people. It's called salvation. It's no joke. It's necessary. And quite obviously, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely necessary if one takes a look at the reality of the events in the world. Constant shootings every day in this country, genocides over the past 100 years, which include Armenian Jewish genocide, the Rwandan genocide, the Darfur, the genocide in Darfur, and the Armenian genocide, and many, many others. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that we need laws because people have to be controlled, and without laws, it's impossible to control them. They have to be made to be good. Second thing is that salvation is an absolute necessity. Many people say it's silly, but it really isn't, because it is a solution to an awful problem. And the solution that God offers in Christ, if you don't want to believe that, If you don't believe in salvation or in the necessity for salvation or in the necessity to be saved, I guess you don't feel you need to be saved. But you don't think there's anything wrong with anybody. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, there is something very wrong with everybody, which they need to be rescued and saved from. I'll go into this tomorrow's salvation. I'll talk more about it. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk today. Bye.